PwC has released its major banks analysis report relating to the year 2018. This follows the release of the country's major banks' financial results for last year. PwC echoes that which the bank said about the local economy, describing it as benign, adding that the banks generally delivered resilient earnings growth in spite of the local lethargic economy. Well, to get more detail on their findings, I'm joined on the line by Kostas Natas. He's a banking and capital markets leader at PwC Africa. Kostas, you assess the local banks to have been resilient in tricky economic climes. So when you look at the average metrics achieved in terms of headline earnings, return on equity, etc., you think they turned in quite a good performance?
Yes, certainly. I think given as you say, the economic conditions we're facing right now, they have certainly delivered. Banking results are normally correlated with the economy, so it's not surprising that they've kept up to levels of nominal GDP growth. But what stuck out for me is the boost they've got in profits or income from those African operations, from the operations outside of South Africa. You know, we have countries in the likes of Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, growing at upwards of 5%. And it certainly helps the operations of the banking operations in South Africa that are in those countries.
Indeed. So there seemed to be a generalized increase in costs. What was your observation there?
Yes, the cost-to-income ratios seem to be at those 56, 57% levels. And the banks are probably struggling to get those costs down. There's a few items that stuck out for me. Number one, staff costs is a large component, and many of the banks are showing increases in that staff cost line as they spend money reskilling people and hiring more people where the demand requires. The IT costs still form a large component. Many banks spoke about the digital programs where they're spending money upgrading the IT platforms and digital platforms to service the customer.
Hmm.
And the other large component, I think, is the cost of regulatory change or compliance change, if I can call it that. So the cost of doing banking business does not seem to be going down. But overall, they've been well managed and certainly in line with inflation.
What sort of impact did poor performing sectors have on the banking sector, namely your mining and construction?
Yeah, so what we heard from the CEOs in the latest results is that they were hurt quite badly in the corporate and investment banking space by one or two counterparts. So remember, in these corporate spaces, we're talking of density earnings upwards of, you know, hundreds of millions when these organizations or corporates don't do well. So there was one or two retailers that were called out. There were entities in the construction sector that were called out. But on the flip side, many cited improvements, for example, in the commodity prices, improvements in that mining and oil and gas sectors compared to previous years. And therefore, there was a bit of softening on that side. But on the reverse, as I said, there were some negative counters.
Yeah. So as you've mentioned, banks are increasingly investing in the digital provision of their services. And in the short term, this doesn't look great for jobs, even though you did cite that, you know, they're spending more in terms of, you know, training staff and so on. But we are seeing that, you know, they're going to be cutting branches going forward, or at least square meterage thereof, in order to position themselves to be more agile and compete with the onslaught of digital banking competition that's coming their way. Are we going to see a significant reduction of bricks and mortar over the next 5 to 10 years?
The indications we've seen, and from the CEOs releasing the results, they have mentioned they are decreasing that branch space. So I think it's fair to assume that there will be some reduction in that bricks and mortar space. Why is that happening? As you mentioned, it's customers using mobile services, using the internet, using those digital platforms a lot more than a traditional bank, branch and mortar avenue or channel.
Mm, indeed. And then, of course, with the reduction of bricks and mortar, can we expect the reverse to happen in terms of the jobs? Can we expect fewer jobs in the sector? And in order to mitigate, you know, bloodshed in terms of jobs in the sector, is there more potential in terms of training for new jobs that perhaps we can't even conceive of?
Yeah, so I'm not going to comment on the future costs and the staff costs. I'll let the CEOs discuss those strategies with you. Your last point about training, yes, certainly. I mean, I see it in our own organization, and many corporates throughout South Africa are talking about reskilling, retraining the workforce to become more appropriate for the future.
Mm. So the sovereign credit rating remains under threat, especially with all the Eskom happenings. And one ratings agency has warned that the 23 billion rand a year that National Treasury is giving Eskom over the next 3 years will likely not be enough. So what's the expectation around Moody's decision come 29th of March? And this is obviously important. If the sovereign is downgraded to junk, this will have implications for the banks, the cost of funding, and obviously the cost of banking.
Yeah, so certainly there's a lot of uncertainty around the decision. We know they're due to give a decision almost at the end of the month, and we'll wait to see what that happens. I spoke to a few economists this morning, and they were saying a lot of that is perhaps been priced in already. When you look at some of the bond spreads, when you look at some of the currency devaluation we've had, but we'll have to see. It's difficult to tell at this time. It's nervous times. It's times of uncertainty. And there are downside risks depending on which way it goes.
I don't know whether your report only reflects what happened last year or whether you try and have an outlook for what can happen for this year.
Our report is backward looking, but we do touch on some of the outlooks that the CEOs cited. So I'm happy to touch on those if
please
you're interested.
Do.
Yeah, so I think you've mentioned a couple of them already. I mean, you mentioned the sovereign downgrade threat, but obviously with the political uncertainty and the elections coming, there's also a bit of uncertainty from that perspective. The economic conditions remain challenging, and they expect it to be volatile in 2019. And as you mentioned earlier, the Eskom power situation is probably not that good for some of the corporates and SMEs and other businesses in South Africa. So they're looking at subdued growth in 2019.
Okay, but you reckon that they'll still be able to get their costs down?
Costs are difficult. As I said, they've all said their targets are low 50s, 53 to 55%. How quickly they're able to do it. Remember, cost-to-income ratio is a function of cost, but it's also a function of income.
Yes.
And in these tough economic times, they need to grow income to ensure that ratio becomes balanced.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Thanks very much, Costa. That was Costa Natsas. He's a banking and capital markets leader at PwC Africa.